Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey guys, just a quick message before you start listening to this podcast. Did you know that all of our Red Men Plus content also comes in podcast form? Not only do you get access to all the videos, you also get access to all of our podcasts too. They will download directly into your native app so you can get them on the go. So don't miss out on any more Red Men content. Sign up at redmenplus.com and, like I say, get all of these amazing podcasts directly into your device. Right, I hope you enjoy this show.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the Starting 11 Predictions show. It is Liverpool, it is Ajax, it is Champions League, and it is a massive, massive game after the horror show that was Naples last week for the Champions League tie. It is massive, it really is. This is my Starting 11 prediction, what I believe Jurgen Klopp will do and who I believe he will play in this one. I think he's got his hands tied firmly behind his back with regards to injuries and everything else, and I think he's going to go pretty damn strong in this one. Obviously, a little bit of time off, missing the Wolves game at the weekend. There's a potential that we might miss Chelsea next weekend. It's stronger side and it's massively important because Ajax are on 3 points, Napoli are on 3 points, and I expect Napoli to go and get the victory against Rangers on now Wednesday night. I'm going to go with Alisson Becker in goal for this one. As far as centre-halves go, I don't know why I've got them in this order, but I've got Virgil van Dijk and Joel Matip. I've got Kostas Tsimikas as my left-back, and I've got Trent Alexander-Arnold as my right-back. Right now, obviously, we know Andy Robertson is out. He's probably going to be out until after the international break as well. Jurgen confirmed that he felt something in like the 93rd minute against Napoli. So Kostas Tsimikas is in, and I like Kostas Tsimikas anyway, so I'm not too bothered about that. I think Virgil van Dijk needs to step it up. I think Joel Matip came on and looked all right the other night, and Trent Alexander-Arnold certainly needs to step it up after last week. As far as midfield goes, I'm going to go with Fabinho. I think it's massively important that Thiago goes into this side, and I'm going to play Harvey Elliott alongside him. I think Jurgen will do that. And then up front, I think it's going to be Luis Diaz, Mo Salah, and then Diogo Jota as the front three. Now, there is talking points with regards to the midfield and probably the forwards as well. As far as the defence go, I'm pretty certain that that is going to be the back five that he chooses to play. So, a couple of things that we could probably do. Lots of clamouring for a different formation. Klopp hinted, alluded a week ago that maybe something's going to have to change in how Liverpool are going to play. I don't think it's the formation. I think it's probably how Liverpool build up and how Liverpool defend from the front is probably what he was alluding to. So let's get the subs on the board first, and then we'll talk about potentials and we'll get into some of the comments and stuff as well. I'm going to go with Adrian, going to go with Davies again, Nat Phillips probably makes the bench, Joe Gomez, Stephen Bajcetic, Artur Mello, Milner, Bobby. I'm going to go Carvalho should be back in and available. Jurgen confirming as much in his press conference. I'm going to go Bobby Clark as well. And then Darwin Núñez probably rounds off the substitute bench. There's probably a 12th player as well, thinking about it. We know there's not going to be any Kurt Jones. We know there's not going to be any Naby Keita. We know already there's not going to be an Andy Robertson, a Jordan Henderson, any of those players. So I think this is probably the squad. If he brings another lad in, and he probably will do, it's probably likely to be one of the younger lads, which is at all possible. So the first big call that I made and what I think Jürgen's going to do is Diogo Jota in the centre-forward position. You've got three choices as I see it. You've got Diogo Jota, you've got Darwin Nunes, and you've got Bobby Firmino. The reason I've gone with Diogo Jota, I think we've massively missed him. I think Paul was talking about that, obviously, on the podcast earlier on today. Right now, you know, it's probably between those two players for me. It's probably between Darwin Nunes and Diogo Jota. If this was, let's say, sandwiched between the Wolves game and obviously we've got the Chelsea game upcoming, I actually thought maybe Luis Diaz would have a little bit of a rest and then we'd see something like a Jota with a Nunes up front. Right now, though, I just think he's maybe your banker in terms of a goal. And probably between him and Nunes, who probably fits best with Mo Salah and Luis Diaz. I suppose the thing is, if Jürgen's talking about how we're going to change up and how we're going to change our style of play, maybe it is more Trent getting a little bit wider, Tsimikas getting wider, Diaz cutting in, Salah cutting in, and maybe an overlap from Harvey Elliott. And I think the players that suit that system better are Bobby Firmino and Diogo Jota. I think if it's the other way round and we're looking to build up through the lines and maybe look to get in behind, the two players in order that you'd probably suggest would fit in better with that would be Darwin Nunes and Diogo Jota. But there's a bit of flexibility there is where I'm trying to go to, whereas I think Jota suits both styles of play. You know, he's got a good leap on him. He scores lots of headed goals and stuff for us in the past. He hasn't got that physical presence that Darwin has, but he has an understanding with Mo and he has an understanding with Diaz from last season in the same way that Bobby Firmino does. I just think that, you know, right now we're struggling to find that goal at times, aren't we? And he's probably the more natural finisher of the three. So if a goal can get you a little bit of momentum and you can build from that, and that's what you're looking for, then Diogo Jota is probably the man to give you that goal along with Salah and Diaz. Maybe not as much Firmino or Darwin Nunes. As far as the midfield goes, with the options that we've got on the bench, you know, you're probably talking about a Milner, an Arthur. I'll leave off by Chesterich for now. Like, Harvey Elliott, obviously, he's having a big season so far, probably one of the Liverpool's better players so far this season. Fabinho's not really in great form, but are you going to play Arthur, or are you going to play Milner there, or are you even going to play Thiago there with maybe one of them? Probably not, is how my thought process went. This guy's key. This guy right now, and I said this on the podcast before, is going to be, I believe, Liverpool's most influential player this season. When we're struggling to change maybe between two different styles of play, maybe change between how we build up and how we're looking to score goals, he's the fella who can make everything sort of tick for me. You know, he's got that ability to dictate a game with his passion. You know, he tells Liverpool where we want to play. Is it right-hand side, left-hand side? Give the ball to him and move it quickly. But also he's got that ability to get that ball in behind that maybe Harvey Elliott doesn't quite have to the same level as Thiago yet. And obviously Fabinho, Milner, Bajcetic and the others, Arthur, right now don't have. As far as the fullbacks go, you've got nowhere to go, really, have you? You know, we've got Trent Alexander-Arnold down here at right back, but without Calvin Ramsey being back and without throwing James Milner in or Joe Gomez, who I think will be, you know, not rested for this game, who will be taken out of the starting 11 because of his performance, like he was taken out at 45 minutes. You've got no choice, really, Tsimikas or Trent Alexander-Arnold. I know we've been good from set pieces and corners this season. Tsimikas has helped us with that when he's come on in games, you know, getting sort of assists or pre-assists for goals against the likes of Bournemouth and stuff. You know, Van Dijk's done well in getting goals so far this season. We've got an aerial threat in Matip there as well, which will be good to see. It's going to be a very tough game. I think, when I think about Ajax and how they're going to play, you know, I do feel like they're not just going to sit back, and it might be an opportunity for Liverpool to actually get something in this game through their build-up play. But there's got to be an element of quick attacks from Ajax. There's got to be vertical passes trying to get in behind Liverpool. And with Van Dijk and Joel Matip, I think we should have the presence and the physicality and the pace to deal with that. But it's how the midfield functions, isn't it, in relation to the attackers. Now, if these lads compress, then these lads get an opportunity and it gives them a better opportunity. opportunity to defend. I don't really see that there's too many other talking points here, so I'm going to get into some of the comments and stuff now. Look like I've lost a little bit of a magnet from Thiago there, so apologies for that one. Put Thiago back and remember not to move him.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So, Michael McGuinness, member for 26 months. Thank you so much, mate. Got to be a win, this lad's going to miss it again. Well, unlucky for you, mate. It has to be a win. We can't possibly be 6 points behind Ajax with the likelihood that Napoli go 6 points ahead of us as well with two games gone. It would be a killer blow. Philip Cassidy, Chris, don't you think Elliot playing midfield is a problem? He's too lightweight and can't tackle. Play him as a forward, but not midfield when we are struggling defensively. It's an interesting one, this, Philip, because I think, you know, we've seen over the last sort of week and stuff, you know, pundits coming out and saying that this is one of the reasons that Liverpool aren't performing well. And I from one point of view, I do get that he doesn't have that sort of innate born ability to cover in for Trent Alexander-Arnold in the likes that the likes of maybe a Jordan Henderson or in years gone by a Genie Wijnaldum does have. But I do also think that Liverpool are trying to move away from that slightly. You know, maybe it's not about the physicality of the covering for Trent Alexander-Arnold, but maybe it's more about winning the ball back in this area of the field. And Harvey Elliott can probably do that, I think. It's an interesting one to watch for me. I said last week that, you know, I'm not ready to judge lads on the form that they've showed so far and make cast iron judgments, because when you've got, for me, probably 7 or 8 lads who aren't performing to the level that I know they can perform, it's very difficult to see what the young lads can do as an example. Because, you know, if everyone else is playing at an 8 out of 10 performance every single week, you know, the likes of Salah is hitting top form, and Van Dijk and Joe Gomez, Matip, Trent, Robertson, Fabinho, all of them lads, if they're all playing well, then I think Harvey Elliott can absolutely do the job. I just think it's difficult right now because everybody is playing kind of shit. And that's a bit of a problem. So I need to see the likes of Nunes playing 10 games, for example, in a team that's playing well before I can make any cast iron judgments. But it is certainly one to watch for me, because, you know, there's only so many times it can happen and happen and happen where you think, well, is that causing an unbalance in this side? But right now, I don't know is the honest answer, Philip. Jota needs to start in this team, whether it's on the left or up top, he must play, so says Josiah Boateng-Mari. What has happened to Robbo? I think it was a hamstring. Let me just see if I've got the actual quote here. Let's see what Jürgen said about Andy Robertson. He said, Robbo now is not 100%. He felt something very late, 93rd or whatever minute in Napoli. But yeah, he is out for at least, I would say, after the international break, and doesn't have a reason other than other on the LFC injuries page that I look at. Please change Elliot to Arthur, says Liverpool LFC fanboy. Okie dokie. I'd be surprised if this happened. it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because he came on in Napoli, I don't, again, without, you're asking my opinion, I wouldn't have made this judgment call on him, but look, judging at that one game, I didn't think he looked fit. That being said, I didn't think any of Liverpool's players really looked fit apart from Luis Diaz, who just looks fit all the time, doesn't he? And ready to go, and he's got that desire and fight. He's one of those few players that came out of Napoli, in my eyes, with any credit whatsoever. It might be too soon for him. You know, has he got the skill set that Liverpool require, or is he more of an understudy to a Thiago? Can we afford to play the two of them in the same team? Probably can. You know, if he plays at Thiago's level, for example, then he's going to push himself into the side. I'm not sure he's that good, to be perfectly honest with you. And I'm not sure he'll be the signing that makes much of a difference for us, other than a numbers game and literally having a lad to play football for us when the others seem to be dropping like flies. But it's an interesting one. I'd be shocked if Arthur and Thiago lined up ahead of Fabinho. I'll say that. Pre-Tam said, Chris, Arthur instead of Elliot to support Trent and playing the overlap as well. So, obviously same thoughts from you. Bobby to start at Wade Nelson. Again, you can sort of see Bobby starting in this game, can't you? But where'd you put him in? Because I think it's important that Jota starts in this game. Is it for Diaz? It's not for Mo, is it? So if Bobby starts, Nunes and Jota on the bench. It's a big call, isn't it? It's a tough one. So I'm going to put Jota back there. Then let's see if there's any more. Ahmed says, please change Arta to Elliot as well. Elliot for Arta. You go strongest 11 possible with this game. It has to be done, says James Lim. And I think that's right. For me right now, thinking about the form that the players are in and what they could potentially bring to this side, I think I have kind of picked Liverpool's best starting 11 right now. We might have discussions around whether it is Firmino or Nunes or Jota or whatever, but as I see it, what I've picked on the board there is probably Liverpool's strongest starting 11 from who is available. Let's get down to the bottom of the comments. Free Django says, Milner. Oh, I'm not sure about that. Chris Trent's been awful. Surely you drop him. I probably would, to be quite honest with you. But also, I'm looking at the bench going, who for? Joe Gomez, equally as bad. James Milner, not been playing great either. They're your two options. So if there's three lads not playing well, I go with the lad with the highest ceiling. That's kind of where I'm up to. Vase of Flowers said, Alisson, Gomez, Matip, Van Dijk, Shimi, Fab, Thiago, Diaz, Jota, Salah, Nunes. Let's have a look at that. Fabinho and Thiago. See what you've done here. I see what you've done. You've decided that if we haven't got enough fucking midfielders, let's drop one of them bad boys, and we'll talk about the two variations of that. Could be Jota and Nunes up top with Diaz and Salah like that, or it could be, you know, maybe a Jota and a Nunes sort of a little bit more like that, a little bit sort of asymmetrical midfield two with them in a sort of 4-2-3-1 formation. Again, if that was me judging it from just that, I'd probably think more about Bobby Firmino than Jota, but it's an interesting thing regardless. You've obviously taken Harvey Elliott out of there. I think that might be a little bit of this service to how well Harvey's played this season, but again, I understand that you know, you've gone with the two solid midfielders of Thiago and Fabinho, which is quite interesting, if nothing else. So we'll make that one change again, and we'll put them back into where they were, and we'll just leave it on the board like that. And finally, Mr. J. Dilatev, I ducking like that lineup. It's exciting, obviously in reference to the last one that we've just had on the board from the comments. We Diaz that deep against City, and honestly, we look good there. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. It could possibly be Diaz, maybe into that sort of formation. Kevin Wong says Firmino and Nunes up with a midfield two. Again, could be possible. Melo and Thiago in a double pivot and push Jota 10 with Diaz 9, really? I mean, you're getting rid of Fabinho there, which might, on his current form, might not be the worst idea. And then who was it then? It was Jota with Nunes in the 9. I'll tell you the one thing about these formations that I see, and no disrespect meant here whatsoever, they feel very computer gamey or in real life more unbalanced. I don't see personally that would necessarily work in a game situation. It's more of a shit, we're 1-0 down with 10 to go kind of. And I know that's a game situation, don't get me wrong. It's more of a like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Let's just get forwards on the pitch and hope something happens. If Liverpool did that, like, fair fucks, you know what I mean? Because that is a big change, but it needs working on in the training ground. You know, it needs a lot of lads and to be able to buy into that. And it's a huge change from where we are and where, what we've done for the last 4 years, maybe more, under Jurgen Klopp with the sort of 4-3-3 formation. But we are changing anyway. So maybe it is something that Jurgen's just gone, do you know what? Our best players are all forwards. Let's get more forwards on the pitch. Let's sort of gegenpress them to death again like we used to by adding an extra body up there and making it difficult for them to play the ball into the midfield before they can release it over the top. It would be exciting. It really would be exciting. But without seeing it in action, I don't think that Jurgen is going to do it. So there you go. That is the starting 11 predictions show for Ajax at Anfield tomorrow night versus, of course, Liverpool Football Club. Thank you so much for joining me for this one. Can't wait to get back into the ground and sing and shout and just support the Reds in the right way. And I'll see you there if you are and you say hello. Ta-ra.
If you want more, an extra Red Men podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Red Men Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Red Men Plus directly in your Spotify app.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.